She got dirt, and she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hey, Meech.
What up, what up?
What's happening? I heard your story you're about to talk to us about is crazy.
Crazy.
What's
so,
going on?
You remember Jocelyn Savage? You remember who this
is? Oh, Jocelyn Savage, his girlfriend. R. Kelly's girlfriend?
R. Kelly's girlfriend.
Okay.
Looks like she's turning on R. Kelly.
Whoa, she's flipping on the guy. What's happening?
So, I'm hearing that she linked up with this content site called Patreon.
Okay.
Where she's getting paid to basically tell her side of when she met R. Kelly, their story, how they met, just everything.
Okay.
All right. So, she went on Instagram basically to talk about how she's risking her life and many others to tell her story.
Mm-hmm.
And she also talked about, you know, a lot of other things. She claimed that, I guess she, R. Kelly once impregnated her. Then forced her to have an abortion procedure.
Because he's a narcissist. Anyway, go ahead.
She said, I realized I was pregnant by this monster. Eventually, I ended up getting an abortion. I was forced to get a surgery done at his house. She also talked about how she used to call him babe. Every time she called him babe, he would put her hands on her because he wanted her to call him daddy.
Yeah,
master.
That was like the ongoing theme when we watched the docuseries, that you had to call him daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is just so pedophilish also, right?
It is. She said that she was also monitored by R. Kelly's handlers even when she was in the shower.
Mm. It's pretty, like being in prison.
Pretty disgusting.
Wow.
Pretty disgusting.
But remember, like, some of the girls on there were saying, like, they couldn't leave their rooms.
Yeah.
Not even to use the bathroom. Sometimes they had to, like, pee in buckets.
Yep.
They had to ask to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's definitely, like, these women were treated like slaves.
Yeah.
Wow.
And R. Kelly's attorney, Steven Greenberg, he believes this is all a money grab. He feels that because of R. Kelly being locked up, the money is gone.
Right. So he was supporting Jocelyn Savage and I forget the name of his other girlfriend, like the two women.
Yeah.
And they were living like in Trump Tower in Chicago and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly he was going to keep the money flowing. But now that he's been sitting up in prison and can't pay his child support, the money is running out. These women don't have money to live on. So that could be what's going on. She's like, you know what? Let me sell my story.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Crazy. Flipped on him that quick.
That quick. She held out for a while, Michi.
Hey.
Quick. Like, she supported him in court.
True.
All right, anyway. All right, French Montana is remaining in the ICU nearly a week after he was hospitalized while suffering cardiac issues and nausea. I think he had a heart attack.
Wow.
He posted a video today on Twitter showing himself in bed and hooked up to monitors. He said 6 days in ICU.
Mm.
So if you look like on the medical board in the picture, like if you like really make it look big, it looked like doctors and nurses jotted down that they were helping him manage pain.
Sheesh.
And on Thursday, French Montana, he was hospitalized after experiencing severe stomach pains as well as an elevated heart rate. You might remember that the police thought his house was being robbed.
Yeah.
So they show up to the front door and French was acting funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when he said, you know, I feel really, really sick. And so they brought him to the hospital and he was nauseous and it was having chest pain. So, of course, we put two and two together and was like, wow, is French Montana right now having a heart attack?
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he's like in his late 30s, I believe. So that's just nuts.
Yeah.
But it does happen.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby says he's got no issue rotting in prison.
Mm.
Even if it's for the rest of his life, because he's never going to show a bit of remorse for his crime.
Wow.
That is what he had to say.
Interesting.
So Bill Cosby, who was found guilty of aggravated indecent assault and sentenced to 3 to 10 years, gave his first prison interview to Black Press USA and said, I have 8 years and 8 months left when I come up for parole. They're not going to hear me say that I have remorse, though. I was there. I don't care what a group of people come along and talk about. He said, you know, that didn't happen like that.
Mm.
And he also claimed that his trial was a complete sham.
Mm.
He said he enjoys himself over at the Phoenix Mex Security Penitentiary where he's being held.
Mm-hmm.
He says he helps teach and mentor inmates through a program called Man Up.
Okay.
He says that he's a privileged man behind bars. He referred to his cell as his penthouse.
Okay.
He's like, and he says he's very much concerned for Black America, arguing that drugs were a big cause for the community's issues. Now, of course, he's in jail for drugging and raping a woman. But anyway, you can check out that full interview, hot937.com.